The subject of women in the arts has been brought to my attention once again. Dr. Barbara Harbach, curator's professor of music at the University of Missouri, St. Louis, an internationally known composer and organist, has now directed her third Women in the Arts conference. Women in the Arts is a celebration of women creators, present and past, a partnership of institutions and arts organizations from the St. Louis metropolitan area. The Nine Network recently aired Makers, Celebrating Achievements of Extraordinary Women. Six new documentaries in the Makers Project featured groundbreaking American women in different spheres of influence: war, comedy, space, business, Hollywood, and politics. Each program profiled prominent women and related their struggles, triumphs, and contributions as they reshaped and transformed the landscape of their chosen vocations. Longmire Sculpture Park director Mary Lou Canode says that the visibility of women in the visual arts has changed over the past few years. St. Louis is a perfect example of how women have matriculated into leadership positions. Almost all the visual art museums in town are led by women. But the statistics regarding the number of women artists showing across the country in galleries and museums is disconcerting. While women are almost half the graduates of art schools, newspapers and art magazines record the slide of representing women artists in the market. We need another round of consciousness raising about the importance women artists, curators, and philanthropists have had and continue to have in shaping the visual arts for the past 100 years. Longmire Sculpture Park includes more women artists than any other museum in town. Lisa Melandri, executive director of the Contemporary Art Museum St. Louis, says, CAM is committed to exhibiting the work of women artists, Maya Lin, Cindy Sherman, Louise Bourgeois, Jennifer Borenstein, Ellen Gallagher, Polly Apfelbaum, Jenny Holzer, etc., as essential contributors to contemporary art and as vital recognized members of the art historical canon. Recently, CAM organized the mid-career survey of Nicole Eisenman, one of the most important artists working today, in an exhibition that addressed head-on subjects of equality, civil rights, identity, and feminism. Olivia Laz Gonzalez, director of the Sheldon Art Galleries, is a well-known photographer in her own right and has published on prints, drawings, painting, and sculpture. Publications and essays include My Nature, Works with Paper by Kiki Smith, 1999, Defining I, Women Photographers of the 20th Century, 1997, and Candida Hofer Photographs, 2005. M. Pirro, executive director of the St. Lou Fringe Festival, feels that like gender, which is transient, art exists on a spectrum rather than a dichotomy. Jessica Barron, nationally published poet, writer, and art critic and director of Fort Gondo Gallery on Cherokee, says she's trying to understand the effect of the abundance of women artists and would like to think that it serves as a progressive model. When Googling women in the arts, there was no end to organizations saluting women in the arts. There was Brava for Women in the Arts in San Francisco, Southern California's Caucus for Women in the Arts, and the Women in the Arts Festival in Michigan. There was a website for Black women in the arts, Jewish women in the arts, and Native American women in the arts. The list goes on and on. Women have certainly made their mark in the arts, and I'm very thrilled, but hope that one day we won't have to discuss it anymore and that women will always be heard and folks won't be so shocked that a work of art in any discipline was produced by a woman. I'm Nancy Kranzberg.